Jazz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
Well, there's always news, but do you want some really good news?
Yes.
The Chaz and AJ Maritime Chevrolet Stand Up for Vets raised over $95,000
for
help our military heroes.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
And I have to tell you, almost all of that was thanks to the Connecticut Construction Industries Association, CRMCA, a division of CCIA, Connecticut Environmental and Utilities Contractors, and Connecticut Road Builders Association.
Thank you very
Incredible.
Much.
Incredible.
Brothers and sisters of those organizations responded big to Don Schubert's request to make donations for this. And Don got up on stage and said, you know, it's the Chaz and AJ show that people responded to. You know, the last couple of years we've done this. We raised around 30, and now we raised, it was like 90.
Yeah.
We can't take any credit for that.
Nope.
This is people saying, yes, I want to help veterans.
And thank
and
you.
We're writing checks as he was walking out the door to come to the event, like he was collecting right up to the last second.
Right. He
awesome.
Had a couple of brand new checks there.
Awesome.
We had a competition who could, it wasn't even close.
There was no bet, right?
This was this was the Mike Tyson taking out Spinks in like 90 seconds.
Yep.
But this is how we want to be taken out. So thank you, Don Schubert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of the members of all of these groups.
Everybody wins.
You're all wonderful.
Isla from the Milford Oyster Festival bid 700 and change on a package that I put together while I was on stage, and then I'll have to go into Kristen and say, guess what I did today? I'll have to go in there later and work that one out.
I got
to
hash it out.
But it was a great night. The comedians were off the hook amazing, and thanks to the tribe for coming out. And, you know, we were going to have it in Stratford, then it got moved. No one complained.
No.
It was all just a beautiful night, and
yes,
there's just a list of people that I want to thank, and there's a long list. I want to thank everyone involved.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, memorable moments of the evening was Jean Mariano from Help Our Military Heroes. And we've talked about this before, Gold Star in Connecticut, you get that license plate.
Yeah.
This is not, you don't ever want to qualify for this designation, because that means you lost a child or a loved one in the line of duty. And Jean lost her boy in war. Jason D. Lewis, Petty Officer First Class E6 in the Navy. He served from 96 to 2007, but she got up there and was thanking us. I was like, this is weird.
Right.
We should be thanking and hugging you. And she's on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Oh, my gosh. That night was awesome.
Really was.
And I have to tell you that that room was so full of love and support and the desire to be part of the team that gives back to veterans. It just obviously meant so much.
Yeah. I loved your outfit, by the way. Red, white, and blue.
Right. Always works.
Oh, trust me. If you knew me, that's I think about those things, you know?
Yeah.
But I have to tell you that obviously throughout the night, I was taking pictures and videos and sending them to Lori and Ted as they're taking care of their granddaughters. And she has been in contact and said, and wanted me to be sure to say, that with the money raised, they're going to be able to award 4 adaptable vans.
Four! Damn.
4.
Wow.
Is that? Yeah. You, and you, like Don Schubert said, you both, and PLR's tribe, you do. You make the connection, you get the people. And they feel it. And because they feel it, they want to do it.
I'm uncomfortable taking credit for this. I thank you for those words. But this would be the equivalent of a politician showing up with the helmet and the gold shovel,
yeah,
taking a picture of, like, we're turning the dirt.
Right.
And then they leave, and then the real people do the work.
Exactly.
I mean, you and Lori and that organization, and then all of the members of Don Schubert's crew coming forward, that's what made it. But
yeah,
we're proud to be standing anywhere near you guys.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Oh, my heavens. You're more than welcome. And I have to tell you, I did video Andrea Saunders.
Oh.
What a voice.
Yeah.
Like the voice of an angel. And the Star Spangled Banner, listening to it again on Saturday, I got chilled.
Yeah.
She was over the top.
What, Ashley?
Sandy, the woman that sang the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes. Sandy.
Yes.
Oh, Sandy. I'm sorry. Sandy. From Waterbury.
Right.
From Bridgeport.
Yeah. You're thinking of 2 years ago.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry on that.
Yeah, well, I agreed with you, so how stupid am I?
They were both fantastic.
They were both
great voices, yes.
But I got to tell you, so Sandy, like first female SWAT team member in Connecticut, worked narcotics, Bridgeport cop, right? She has seen it all. She has like busted down doors and gone into places where you don't know how it's going to go.
Exactly.
Right? She's got that kind of bravery built into her DNA.
Yeah, but when
she was going up on stage Friday night, she was nervous. And I think, and she sings the national anthem everywhere. I think anyone who hasn't done things out in public, whether you're just going out into a concert or whatever, you have to, it's like, wait, I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, right, right.
This feels a little uncomfortable. But she is tremendous.
Out of the park, man. Out of the park, beautiful.
Tremendous.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, it was a great name. Then the comedians were hysterical.
And AJ, he should have also had billing because he totally was funnier than whatever. And then when the other two guys came up, they were, we were rolling in our seats.
Oh, my God. It was a great night.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Each comedian set a bar, and then it came out and got a little bit higher. AJ is just killed it. And then Chuck Nice was mad at because he was really late and brought a lot of drama. A lot of drama to our lives.
Yes.
You know, we're like, what?
Where is he?
Yeah. He comes out and he kills.
Right. Yeah, he was great.
He does this whole thing about being late in Connecticut. And
dissolved all that in 90 seconds.
Yep. 90 seconds.
Defused the bomb.
All right, great.
Yep.
And then he had a whole thing about his family serving, and he didn't because he was... He's been diagnosed, and the official diagnosis was he's a pussy.
Right.
And he went into this whole deal about being in the Navy, and it was, you could tell this was like he customized the first, you know, whatever of his. He's great.
Yeah.
And then Brett Ernst comes out, and I'm like, oh, he's going to have a tough time now because Chuck had so much energy.
Yeah.
And then Brett just took over the room.
Killed.
Did an hour. That could have easily, like, it should be, I don't know if it's on a special, but that material should, he already recorded that as a special that hasn't been released.
Right.
It was great. It was great. It was just a great night.
I could relate to his jokes because being Italian, I was totally into everything. And when he's talking about his Nana, that was so funny.
Are you that Nana?
Not yet.
A lot of Italian family stuff. I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're in charge.
That's right.
She'll leave it at that. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. You're never not the boss.
Right.
Never.
Right.
Ever.
Don't tick off Nana.
Before we let you go, can you tell us a little bit about Jason?
Oh, my heavens, Chaz. Of course I can tell you. He... And I know probably every person who's lost a child would say, oh, they were just absolutely awesome. Jason was a guy you would have loved, okay? He was grounded, down to earth, focused. When he told me in high school, senior, he was going to be a Navy SEAL, I had no idea what that was. So he gave me some books, which I read, and then I said, okay, what is your plan B? And he says, Mom, there's no plan B. And I will tell you, he went through Great Lakes, went out to basic. Never. If you have it in your head, you put it in your heart, and you just do it. And that is that was Jason, you know.
No
and
plan B. I love that.
Yeah. It's all or nothing.
And he rushed to life, okay? And he ended up married to a girl who was friends with my daughter. We've known forever, knew her family. They got married, had three kids. Jason wanted, you know how be all that you can be, which I know isn't a Navy SEAL mantra, but he did. He wanted to be a husband and a dad, and he did. And he had a good life. I want you to understand that. Short, but Jason was an outdoors person, just a all-around fun guy, you know? So
it sounds like he lived more life in that short time than most of us do in an entire long life.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did.
Yeah.
I think because he wanted to accomplish a lot, and obviously he didn't know he was going to die, but he really... Jason just lit up a room, you know, and yes, as a mother, I miss him 24/7.
He lit up terrorists, too, which was cool.
Exactly, right.
Oh. Different kind.
Yeah.
We went well, too. Story on that, right. That I won't put on the radio, but yes. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, he was a good guy, and he's buried in New Milford, where I live.
Oh, that's good. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You got to have him close. That's right. Yeah, good for you. I'm just, you know, we talk about saying thanks to a vet, but we also have to thank the families. So thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm proud to know you.
Well.
And please, don't be a stranger, okay?
No, I'm going to, anytime Lori and Ted can't be there, I want to be their next choice.
Awesome.
You know?
Well, when they can't be there, when they can be there, you be there.
Yeah, come anyway.
Be there anytime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I will.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Jean Mariano, thank you very much. Help Our Military Heroes Ambassador and Gold Star Mom. And terrific woman.
Yeah.
Really. That was some night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you don't know how to act. And then she comes up and it's like, okay, I can completely be comfortable.
Yeah.
And she is, you know. She sounds like she has the inner strength of a Navy SEAL.
Courageous woman, yes.
A whole squadron of them.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's the right term. I'm sorry if it's not. But
they'll find you, Phil.
Recognize
the whole team.
Yeah, come on!
She's got something I don't. Right. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't mess with her.
Nope.
No way.
Nope.
No way.
She's probably got some moves the SEALs don't even know.
Exactly.
That's the Italian grandma.
Yeah, yeah, the Italian grandma, the ear and the twist.
Oh, no, twist. No, the wooden spoon. Kathwaka!
Yeah, so it was a great night. Hope you were there. And if you weren't, don't miss it next time.
Seriously.
It sold out in like 5 minutes. So thanks again to Maritime Chevrolet, Yingling, Call Before You Dig, Trinity Point Wealth, Geico, and Telerepco. And by the way, the Geico lizard kind of freaked me out. I was,
it's a gecko.
I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't have any edibles.
The Geico gecko.
The gecko. That's it.